Mums with Hustle podcast episode 419.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Now, for the past several episodes, I've been teaching you about content marketing for Instagram, and I've been hearing back amazing feedback from all of you. So thank you to those that have listened and have reached out. It's always so wonderful to hear from you when you listen to the podcast and when you take an inspired action from the podcast. Maybe that is that you're spending a bit more time thinking about your hooks and reframing them from what was once cool and interesting for the Instagram user to what people are responding to now. If you are putting in time and effort and greater preparation into the content that you're creating for your audience, you are going to see that you reap the rewards of that. Instead of creating average content and having an average response, your content is going to improve in its reach, in its engagement, and you're going to start turning followers into customers. And shout out to those of you that did do the work from last week's episode, where I shared with you how to start attracting more ideal clients and customers on Instagram. And that work really begins with who it is that you want to be following you on Instagram. Who is the perfect person to purchase from you, to become a client, to join your membership, to join your course, to, you know, work with you in your service. You get to choose that. And so today in this episode, I kind of wanted to bring together the knowledge from the last several episodes. So if you're arriving here listening to this one and you haven't listened to, say, like the last three, maybe go and listen to those ones as well, because in this, we're kind of bringing that all together. So there's a bit of assumed knowledge there. And what we're going to be diving into today is really using the power of reels to build your email list and to launch and sell your offers. Now, what makes me credible for doing this? Okay. Other than the fact that I'm here in this beautiful studio with this lovely microphone, what gives me the right to be giving you advice when it comes to using Instagram to build your list and to grow your online business? Well, the truth is that I have uncovered the secrets for how to use Reels to grow not one, but two really successful and long-standing memberships. I have a low-ticket membership, and I also have a very high ticket membership in the form of my mastermind. And what I'm going to share with you in this episode, no gatekeeping, is the exact same method that I use in my launches for these memberships and that I use to grow my email list, that I use to drive traffic to this weekly podcast. And it's all from a very intentional Reels strategy or funnel. And I wanted to share that with you here today. And the truth is, you know, you cannot just be getting a video from your camera roll, whacking on some trending audio and writing a caption and expecting that to bring customers to you. That's just not how it works. I think, you know, maybe there was a time where that worked, like in 2020 when Reels like first came out, but that's certainly not what is happening now. So in this episode, I want to give you some strategy pieces that I use still, that I teach inside of my programs, that I am called upon to teach inside of even my own mentors' programs, because this is what is working. This is what I am using to bring thousands of people into my launches, to have thousands of people jump on my email list by downloading my freebies, to have hundreds of people joining my membership at a time. It is the exact framework that I've used on a single reel to sell a $25,000 VIP day. It's the Reels method that I use to sell my $30,000 mastermind And like I said, this works for low ticket digital offers as well. So how you use Reels really can have a powerful impact on your ability to grow and scale and make money using Instagram. So with that being said, let's kind of dive in. Get a pen and paper for this one because it's a bit of a mini training. And maybe this is an episode that you want to bookmark or favorites or come back to time and time again because it is that good. The first step is that we need to be creating authentic Reels content. Now, I'm not going to dive into that too much because in the previous episodes, I have really cracked open what does it mean to create authentic content for Reels or on Instagram in 2024. In fact, I've been talking about the importance of creating authentic content since, oh my gosh, 2016. But it seems to be trending at the moment. So there you have it. But by focusing on creating authentic content, such as sharing your unique points of view, your unpopular opinions, delivering educational PSAs, sharing captivating storytelling, like your journey of how you went from point A to point B, you are going to stop the gatekeeping and you're going to just start sharing all of the juicy details. That is authentic content in 2024. That is what people want to see. They don't want you to be regurgitating things that AI could have created or that they simply could have gone and Googled or found from another creator. This approach, the authentic approach, is going to help you build trust. It's going to help you connect with your audience and attract like-minded people who are eager in the first place to join your membership or your course or your coaching program or buy your products. So it's really important that you start showing up with this authentic content, okay? That cannot be skipped, hence why I am repeating that from our previous episodes. Number two is that we need to be mastering those hooks. Now, I've done an episode on this recently as well. Make sure that you go and check it out if you want a bit more of a deeper dive into that, or come and join us in my Social Method Society because I have an upcoming training landing in March for that. And doors are also opening in March to welcome new members. So go to socialmethodsociety.com to put your name in the wait list and you can come in and join us for that masterclass and for those resources to support you with mastering and reframing your hooks. Now, in the world of Reels, hooks are essential. The right hooks are essential. You need to stand out from the crowd. You need to be scroll stopping. You want the engagement. Like the more engagement you receive on your Reel, the more people Instagram is going to show your Reel to. And it really matters and it starts with the hook. So it is not okay to not understand what hooks are. It is not okay to be writing average hooks anymore. Like gone are those days. We know that now. We need to be educating ourselves on this. So again, if this is something that you struggle with, or if you'd like to be part of a supportive community of people that can help you analyze your hooks and write better ones and review yours and even give you feedback, or maybe you want to access the training that I'm about to drop in March, make sure that you go to socialmethodsociety.com and come and join us in the Social Method Society and upskill yourself in that area. Because if your Instagram content is not attracting and converting for you, then you are wasting your time. Like that's not nice. That's not nice to say. It is not nice to admit to yourself, but you do also have a choice to upskill and educate yourself. And if you're going to be getting on the platform and using time, you may as well be using time, using it correctly. Like I don't want anyone being on there wasting time getting sad results. Like that is not fun. So again, make sure that you're applying what I'm teaching here and then come and join us in the Social Method Society for that deeper support with implementing and with consistency and accountability too. Okay, so you're going to start writing better hooks. You're going to take your old hooks, reframe them, make them better. Because like I said, that is going to compel viewers to stop their scroll, to watch your Reels and to take action. So we talked about that previously in the podcast. I'm going to move on to point number three. Point number three is that there are some caption secrets that you need to know for if you are going to create a Reel that converts. Okay, if you want more people opting in to your freebie, or if you want more people going to listen to your podcast, or if you want more people sending you a DM and joining your membership or your course or whatever it is, then this really happens from the caption. And there are a few really important details that you need to make sure are in your caption. You don't just want to have a hook on your reel, on the video of the reel. You also want to have a hook as the first line of your caption. So it needs to be something that piques curiosity and interest and has them wanting to read the rest. Because in that caption, you have got one line of text only that shows before someone has to like click the little button to expand the rest of your caption. So that's not very much real estate to get their attention. So we want a juicy hook in the reel itself. And then we want a juicy hook on that first line. Like your first words need to be a juicy hook in that caption. Okay. That's the first secret. And the next thing is that your caption needs to be concise. It needs to be compelling. It needs to include keywords that are tailored to your target audience specifically. And it needs to have, I like to say, three calls to action. A call to action to follow you, a call to action to either tag a friend or save this post or leave a comment. Like, and you can even tell people, like, drop me the fire emoji if you're interested in learning how to XYZ and I will connect with you in the DMs. Like, that's literally a CTA that I've used recently. Or comment growth, and I will send you a link to download my free resource to help you grow here on Instagram, whatever it might be. So make sure that you are putting in a few calls to action, some that are going to increase engagement or grow your following, and one at least that is going to build your email list or make an invitation for an offer, like give people something to buy. If you're not putting in those calls to action, you are dramatically going to decrease your chances of anyone downloading your freebie and getting on your list or subscribing to your podcast or signing up to your free challenge or whatever it is that you are running. So we need those calls to action in there. Three calls to action, make it a mix of calls to action that help you grow on Instagram, either your engagement or your following, and grows your email list or grows your business and sells them something. That just needs to be there, okay? So these are some of our caption secrets. Now, step four is that the magic is in the DMs. And I've been saying this for a really long time, but this is for the people at the back that insist on resisting the things that are going to lead to their growth and their success. Oh, stop resisting the things that are going to lead to your growth and success. If you're doing that, there's something going on there on a subconscious level. And I want to help you work through that too. Again, come and join us in the Social Method Society, because if you are wanting to have a successful digital business that is freedom filled and gives you your life by design, yet your behaviors are literally preventing you from having that, but also you want to change that, you are so welcome in this space. That is the work. That is the work that I had to do, that we're all doing in becoming our higher selves and creating these beautiful businesses and having the audacity and the bravery and the courage to show up online as our authentic selves. And when we do that, when we sell and when we realize that selling is really just serving our community, that's when everything changes. So socialmethodsociety.com for the ladies that are serious about growing their business using Instagram. No more hiding. And that means getting in the DMs. Now, what you will see me and probably a lot of other savvy entrepreneurs and content marketers doing is telling people to comment with a particular word or even just an emoji. And let's just say the word is growth. Now, what I have in place there is a ManyChat automation. ManyChat is another service, Meta approved, so Instagram loves it and highly encourages us to be using this also, mind you, that sends people a DM after they have responded to your reel or a piece of content with a particular trigger word. So let's just say the trigger word is growth. And so my call to action is comment growth and I will send you my top growth strategies for growing a membership business without a live launch in 2024. And it's completely free. So they would comment the word growth. And what would happen is it would send them an automated DM that you get to write. So if you feel like, oh, that's gross, I don't want to do that. Well, that's because you're probably writing it in a gross way. How would you write it if you were to be there physically? So don't lose your personal tone. Like, what would you write? You know, I've written things like, awesome, I saw that you commented the word growth. Here is the link to go ahead and grab my free strategy guide for how you can grow your membership in 2024 without live launches. This has helped me, blah, 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 and I can't wait for you to download it. And of course, let me know what you think. Go ahead and grab it here. And then you just pop the link there. Now, when they click on that link, and this is all automated, by the way, in that message, when they click on the link, it takes them to your opt-in page to sign up, to pop in their name and their email address so that you can send them the freebie in their email. So that's what happens there. Okay. Now, you can also set up your ManyChat automation so that once someone comments with that trigger word, they also get a reply in or to their comment that can say something like, I just sent you the DM, or make sure you check your DMs, or DM sent. You can actually fill in multiple responses there. And this is what I have been using for months now to help grow my launches for my live launches, but also for my Instagram launches. So the last time I launched my Social Method Society, I did so with a free webinar. And this was one of the strategies that I used to add thousands of people to my webinar. And, you know, so many of the people that attended that webinar then went on to become members. So this is part of a live launch funnel for me. And I'm sharing this with you because this is literally a strategy that could make you millions of dollars if you were to implement it and optimize it with all of the steps that I'm saying here. And I'm so passionate about sharing this stuff because for far too long, this sort of information was just shared with people inside of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 programs. But if we are truly going to see more female entrepreneurs hitting those six figures and beyond, then we need to be making this information more accessible. But we also need to put ourselves in containers where we have accountability and support as we take these action steps. And that's why 6 years ago, I created my Social Method Society membership, because I know that with support and with mentorship and with the right environment, we are far more likely to take these actions and therefore experience the change that we're wanting to create in our lives and in our businesses. We're far more likely than if we're left to our own devices. So don't starve yourself of being in community. Don't deprive yourself of having a coach and a mentor in 2024. Come and join us, pop your name down, socialmethodsociety.com, and get on the wait list and make sure you join us when those doors open, because we'd love to have you. And these are the sorts of things that we're going to be deep diving into in 2024 and really helping our members to use Instagram in a more updated and strategic way. Like, we need the strategy pieces and we need the mindset. So, and we need the follow through. So that's what we do. But, you know, you do not need to purchase ManyChat and have these messages going out automated or en masse at the beginning. You could literally do this and have a trigger word. And when someone comments, you could literally go over to the DMs and send them a voice message. I just did that today before I pressed record on this episode. I did that today and, you know, the person was so, I think, surprised that I sent them a personalized voice message because they responded to one of my reels with the trigger word. Now, could I have set up a ManyChat flow for that, an automation? Yes, I could have, but I didn't in this instance because I was really trying to connect and I asked a question and I really wanted that individual to let me know what it is that they're struggling with so that I can help them and point them in the right direction of, you know, maybe they should be in the Social Method Society so I can give them that link. Or maybe there's a podcast episode that they need to listen to so I can drop them that link. Or maybe there's someone that should be in my mastermind so I could hop on a call with that individual. But the same thing can be said for you. So, you know, once you have that person opt in basically or say yes, because that's all it is, say yes to you contacting them in the DMs, you can contact them and you can open up a sales conversation where you can find out exactly what is this person's need and how can you serve them best, whether that is with a piece of free content or a freebie or with something that you sell or a service that you provide. But that is what is happening. And that is how people are growing their memberships and growing their online courses and launching. Like, this is part of an Instagram launch strategy. And I wanted to share that with you because I know so many of you are thinking about getting better or wanting to get better at using Instagram to power up your membership launches, your online course launches, to sell more digital products or more coaching packages in 2024. So I hope that this episode really helps you to do that and to understand that if you want to do it en masse, have a look at ManyChat. If you're happy to just still be doing that yourself one-to-one or have someone on your team, jump in and do that and have those ask those sales-based qualifying questions to help find how is it that I can truly help this person based on what they're saying their need is at the moment, then you can really do that. And something that I wanted to share with you in this episode is a bit of an assignment, okay? I have found a great hook for Reels that I have tested and has worked incredibly well for me, having more people come over and listen to my recent podcast episodes. But I've templatized or reverse engineered the hook so that you can use it. And I want to give it to you in this episode. So from me to you, please experiment with using this. And if you're in my Social Method Society, like, you can come in and you can share with us your attempt of using this hook. And if you need help in massaging it a little bit, we're so happy to help you do that. That's what our members do for each other. So ask for feedback on that or just share your progress, share your reach. Tell us how it's gone for you, because you're going to see traction and an increase in engagement when you use this hook, okay? So the hook goes, dear algorithm, show this to, and then you need to insert who your audience is. So maybe you could put there, show this to stay-at-home mums, show this to gardeners, show this to guitarists, show this to florists, like whoever it might be, okay, whoever your ideal client is. Dear algorithm, show this to, insert audience, who want to insert their desire this year. Now, the example that I had was, dear algorithm, show this to women who want to sell more digital products using Instagram this year. So I want you to have a go at using that hook, applying it to your audience and their desire And I mean, in terms of the time frame, you could say this year or in 90 days or in the next five days. Like, dear algorithm, show this to single women 35 plus who want to manifest love in the next 30 days. It's so specific, speaks right to that person. Now, remember I said that's a hook that goes on the reel, but we also need another hook. We need a hook at the very beginning of our caption. And so here is a hook that you can use. I'll give you two different options. The first option is, here's your strategy, dot, dot, dot. Maybe that doesn't make sense, so you can massage that a little bit. Or you can use secrets, just the word secrets and the emoji that points down. That then is going to be visible when someone sees your reel in their feed. That first line, whether you've said secrets or whether you've said here is your strategy, that is going to be visible to them. It's another hook. It piques curiosity and they are going to be more likely to expand and open up that caption. And now they've spent more time on your reel, which is going to tell the algorithm that this is worth pushing out because this is interesting stuff. And you're going to make the caption be helpful. Remember, no more gatekeeping. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be helpful. It's going to be a fresh perspective, or it's going to change the way that they think, or it's going to make them feel some kind of emotion. And if that caption is helpful, then they're going to either save it or share it or tag someone because you've got those calls to action in there as well. By embracing these strategies that I've just shared here, by being more authentic, by reframing those hooks, by optimizing your captions, by harnessing the magic of DMs, you are going to have more success growing your online membership, your online course, selling more of your products, growing your email list, having more people listen to your podcast. I can guarantee it if you follow this process. So, it's time to get out of your own way. It's time to do the stuff that you resist because that is where growth lives. And I cannot wait to see more of you using my hook to get in front of more of your ideal customers and to grow your beautiful businesses. Please get in touch with me in the DMs. If I see that hook floating around, I'm going to know that you came across my podcast or someone told you about the hook somewhere, or maybe you saw the hook being used somewhere, but it started here. And I am so excited to see what happens for everyone when they use that. So keep in touch and let us know. You can email at any time, hello@mumswithhustle.com. If you have a success story from listening to this podcast and implementing something, we just love those success stories. Or you can send me a DM and let me know that you gave it a go. And of course, how it went for you. Track and measure those insights. Have a look at how much reach it gets compared to your other pieces of content. And let's keep moving forward together. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. My name is Tracy Harris. I am the founder of the Social Method Society, a membership that helps women grow their online businesses, leveraging the power of Instagram so that they can create their freedom-filled business and life on their own terms. That's what we're about. And I'm grateful that you're here. And I cannot wait to have more of you join us in the Social Method Society very soon. Go to socialmethodsociety.com. Bye for now. See ya.